Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, Terry. I'm Ryan Christopher from FilmFad.com. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing, Ryan?
Pretty well. So, I gotta say, I did a little bit of research on you prior to this conversation. I saw that you've moved actually back to Oklahoma to take over your family ranch, and I was kind of wondering how that's impacted your career as far as set locations and things go.
Well, I moved back about 15 years ago, it definitely keeps me busy. I was just working in New Orleans last week, so I got back this week. My family can sometimes I have a baby, 18-month-old, my wife, and we spent a lot of time on the road, and they were down there with me, actually, in New Orleans, and so, you know, it's a big balance, big traveling everywhere to take care of things. I actually started my film career, though, after moving back to Oklahoma 15 years ago. It was a time when in L.A., it was very tough for me. I was living there, I'd been there since the 90s. And I was really having a hard time. I was spinning my wheels. When I moved back, it was when I moved back to Oklahoma that I met a casting director who cast me in a film. I met her, and 2 weeks later, she cast me in a film, my first film, first role I ever got.
Well, I got to say, that's awesome to hear that someone can maintain a home life and a Hollywood career. But I heard you mention New Orleans. This is more of a personal note, but I'm absolutely fascinated with New Orleans. And I got to ask, does your frequenting to New Orleans come more from a personal love for the city, or is it just where the work is? Like, for instance, your NCIS work.
Well, it's where a lot of the work has been over the last few years. I will tell you that I have a history of New Orleans as well. My wife is from southern Mississippi, very near New Orleans. We bought a house in 2005 and moved in Gulfport, Mississippi, just outside of New Orleans.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we tied down there, but we bought a house there. We moved in 10 days before Hurricane Katrina hit, and it was a half a block off the beach. So Hurricane Katrina destroyed the house right after.
Wow.
And so, yeah, we intended to live down there, but you know, the universe had other plans, I guess, you know.
Sure.
Built the house.
So, switching gears, anyway. I actually watched your reel, and I checked out your IMDb page. You've had quite a few action films, Thor, Olympus Has Fallen, G.I. Joe, Retaliation, and The Last Stand, and your upcoming one is Terminator Genesis. Did you think this is a genre of choice for you?
Well, I love sci-fi. I can tell you the action. When you put sci-fi and action together, that's what my first love was growing up. I grew up watching... I grew up watching a lot of Saturday Night Live in the 70s, but I also grew up watching a lot of Star Trek, a lot of Twilight Zone, a great little show that was on in reruns right behind the Twilight Zone called The Outer Limits.
Oh, yeah.
So I really got into sci-fi. And then, you know, the action movies, I'm a big fan of the action movies of the 90s.
Oh, I am too.
The 90s were, yeah, there was such a great, in fact, I was just watching one that I love. And people laugh at me because I love it so much, but it's called Broken Arrow.
Oh, yeah, John Travolta.
John Travolta, yeah, which is one of his best films, you know. It's just, he's so him in that film, you know. And I love watching Travolta in that film. So anyway, I'm a big fan of the whole action, especially those 90s. I feel like that's when action films really came into their own, was in the 90s.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, there were so many great ones. In fact, I was just looking up the ranking of like the best action films behind you just a couple weeks ago, just so I could go through and watch them all again.
Well, speaking of 90s action, I saw like two of those films you were in with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Is this just a coincidence, or did you guys hit it off or in some way?
No, actually, it is totally a coincidence. In fact, the first film I did, it was the Schwarzenegger film for The Last Stand, and I never even got a chance to meet him. But this last one, it was the first time I ever had a chance to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold. You can't Schwarzenegger. You got to sound Schwarzenegger. But but anyway, it was the first time I ever had a chance to meet him. And you know, this is the post, governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. So he, I met him at a table read for the very first time, and it was quite an experience, honestly. I mean, it was nothing like I expected him to be. He was kind of this, you know, kind of a kind older gentleman. I don't know if there's exactly a way to explain it, but it was really, you know, he's got a lot of charm, of course, and he's got a lot, got a lot of presence. But it was the first time I'd ever had actually got a chance to meet him, and it was really cool to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger. Because, of course, you know, late 80s, and loving those late 80s and 90s action films, you know, I was a big fan of the original, especially the first two Terminator films.
Well, let me ask you about those.
It was really cool. I've been lucky enough to work with a lot of people that I kind of idolized when I was a kid growing up, and like Tommy Lee Jones and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and people like that. And it's always a trip because you can't meet people like that and work with them without continuing to be starstruck. You know, no matter how well you get to know them, always a little bit starstruck when you're around them. You know.
So let me ask you about those, since you know about the previous films. I think it was only Terminator Salvation in this film that received a PG-13 rating. I know you play one of the police officers in the film. Would you say that this PG-13 rating is due to maybe watered-down violence, or do you think it's more of a testament of how desensitized we've become as a generation and where our standards are less strict?
Oh, that's a great question. I don't know. I think it's a lot of both. I think we have become desensitized to a lot of it. I mean, just with the, a 10-year-old today can turn on the internet and see more violence and more whatever they want to see than I ever saw before I was 25 years old. You know,
it's just
so I don't think there's any way that to deny that, like, as a culture, we're becoming desensitized to it. Now, for this particular film, I think my feeling is the reason why it's PG-13 is one of the things that the guys, the executive producers on this film and the director, too, Alan Taylor, one of their goals was to return back to the original Terminator film, return back to that original story, the original, you know, idea behind it. And honestly, that becomes more story-driven because of it and less just all about the violence. And it really is a really good story in this film. And it's not so much just, you know, of course, there's the amazing cinematography and all the special effects. But I think it's probably a lot more due to the fact that it's a really great story at the same time.
Oh, that's a good call. That's actually a very optimistic for the film, because I've been looking forward to it as well. So, reiterating what you just said, would you say, outside of all of the sequels of the original James Cameron films, would you say this probably relates the best out of Terminator Salvation and Terminator 3?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, they said when we first met the producers and when we all first got together for our first table read, I mean, that was laid out as at the onset as the intention, you know? And I think they've really done a great job of capturing that. They really did a great job of, you know, Joel. I think this was going to be a really, really great film. And really, it is really going to be a lot more akin to the first, stylistically and story-wise, to the first two Terminators.
Outside of Terminator Genesis, which of your upcoming projects are you most looking forward to?
Well, starting tomorrow night, ABC is 10-part miniseries Astronaut Wives Club. Pardon me?
I said I saw that. It looks really interesting.
It is really interesting because it has a whole lot of things that people really, it has a whole lot of things that appeal to a lot of people. You know, the superheroes of the 60s, the reason, the, one of the big reasons why, it kind of, if you just take the title, Astronaut Wives Club, you kind of get this vision of, like, desperate wives, desperate housewives, something like that. But it's not exactly what it is, although there is definitely an element to the story. It's definitely, there's a lot of interesting things going on in the story of the families of these astronauts that were, you know, part of the Apollo missions of the 60s. And, you know, if you think about it, these guys were the superheroes of the 60s. You know, they were the real deal superheroes. I mean, they did something that people before them thought could never be done. And they did it. That was their job every day. And so I really think from a biographical standpoint, it's a really interesting story, but also because it's the story of what these people's lives were really like, these kind of superhero figures from the 60s, it's going to grab a whole other kind of audience that's much younger than anybody who could have possibly lived in the 60s, and also interest them in what these people, what these astronauts and what their families actually went through.
I have to say, I was
as well as that kind of quality of it, you know.
Well, I was definitely interested before, but now that I hear you're involved, I think I'm going to definitely make sure I check it out. I know you've got a couple other interviews scheduled, but it seems like you've just found a perfect balance of your home life and been able to maintain this kind of illustrious Hollywood career as well. Do you have any advice out there for any aspiring actors?
I'll tell you, the thing about the whole Hollywood thing is you really have to keep your life real, you know? I mean, what is marketed as Hollywood and Hollywood lifestyle is not always, and I would say 99% of the time, is not always exactly the truth about how people actually live their lives, you know, and who are stars. You know, everybody puts their pants on one leg at a time, and you gotta focus in life on keeping the things important in your life that are real, you know, because all of the Hollywood is really good at marketing above anything else, above all the cinematography, above everything else. Hollywood is really good at marketing. So, you know,
well, that's good to hear, someone with such strong family values. And, I'm going to let you take a breather before your next interview, but I wanted to thank you so much for your time, Terry.
Oh, hey, thanks, Ryan, man. Thanks for great talking to you, brother.
You too. Thank you.
All right, take care.